We're on Mem Tes Amud Aleph, Ezeu Mamzer. Okay. Okay, what constitutes a mamzer? A mamzer is not allowed to marry a regular Jewess or Jew. Their children are mamzerim all the way at Sof Kol HaDoros, even though it says in the Torah, Gam Dor Asiri, it means even the tenth and beyond that. Does not mutter by the tenth either. I think there's a famous word from the Vilna Gaon, I don't know if you can see it, that by the tenth generation, the mamzeris is bottle. Right, with the biggest bittle that could be. If you make all of the cheshbonos, the mamzer marries a regular person, and all the other generations, but still, it doesn't make a difference. It's still us.
Okay.
Right. I know. I'm saying so. All the mamzeris is what's it called? Is never bottle. Even if they marry, a ger or something like that they're allowed to marry. Okay. So Isaiah mamzer calls she'er boser shehu below yavo divrei Rabbi Akiva. Two conditions. Not every lav, but every lav that she'er boser, any lav that is involved in not marrying a relative, those lavim produce a mamzer. There are other lavim that are not to a relative. A kohen gadol to an almana, right? A kohen gadol to an almana has nothing to do with a relative. And therefore, it doesn't create Kohen Gadol to Ramon is an essay. Kohen to a Grusha. It's not something to do with a relative, right? It's not an incest. So even though it's a lav, their mamzer wouldn't be created from that, according to this understanding of Rabbi Akiva. See, in the Gemara, there's two other understandings of Rabbi Akiva. But according to this understanding of Rabbi Akiva, it has to have two conditions. Lav, and at least a lav, can't be an essay, right? And and it has to be what's it called, a share boser. Rashi, call share boser shubalo yavo, call kurva shehi balav vafilo ein bakaris kigon anusa soviv ukareb Yehuda. An example of a she'er boser that's only a lav is anusa soviv. Father raped the woman, or lived with a woman without kedushin, right? Just lived with her. He didn't marry her. If he married her, so it's your father's wife. And that's kores. But if he didn't marry her, then we learn from a pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Lo yikach ish es eishes aviv, lo yigale knaf aviv. The Gemara will speak about it. Yigale knaf aviv is knaf shirois aviv, a woman that your father had relations with, even though it wasn't his wife. And it's not your mother. So then there's no kares, only a lav. Still, there's a mamzer. To have you belav, the lo yigale knaf aviv, umach mas kurva, and it's also because of a relationship, because of, what's it called? It's your father's, the woman your father had relationship with. So it has something to do with relations, with kroven. Kigo no se chalutzoso, but, so the bach here should be like a vowel or something like that. Kosher umachmas kurva, right? The ovid. Okay. Kigon no se chalutzaso the havi below yivne the havi lav de kurva below kares. Or another example is a person who marries his chalutza. So the chalutza was osur to him because it was his brother's wife who didn't make yibum, he made chalitza. And there's an issur of lo yivna. Well, since you weren't bone, you can't be bone again. So she's osur to you, belav. Right? The issur kares goes away because of the chalitza. But there's another lav of lo yivna. Rabbi lav de kurb of lo kares. Okay, so that's Rabbi Akiva according to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. Shimon HaTeimoni Omer Kol Shechayoven Lav Kores Bidei Shemai. And Shimon HaTeimoni says that it can't be a lav. If it's only a lav, there's no mamzer. Mamzer is only if you chayiv kores, at least. Okay, Vavi if you chayiv misa bidei yodam, for sure it makes a mamzer. But at least chayiv kores bidei shemayim. The halacha kidbaram, that is the halacha, and even though we don't paskin, even when it says the halacha in the Mishnah, but that is the halacha. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kosher Chayovin Alav Mishas Beis Din. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, in order to create a mamzer, you need a Chiyuv Mishas Beis Din, like Eishes Ish. Okay, it gets chenek. Has to be something where there is a earthly death penalty. But if it's only kares, bidei shamayim, there's no mamzer. Om Rav Shim ben Azai, Matzasi Megillas Yuchsin Birushalayim, the Kosu Ba Ish Ploni Mamzer Me Eishes Ish. Okay, I found the Megillas Yuchsin, a Yuchsin brief. Somebody, what's it called, had a record of the family, right, family... genealogy? Okay. Family genealogy list. But it here was more not just to let me know who they were, but who they weren't. What was bad about it. And said, this guy is a mamzer, right, from an Eishes Ish. And it made the point, Eishes Ish, and to let me know, right, Lekayim Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, to let me know that had it not been an Eishes Ish, had it been some other erva that was, what's it called, only Chayiv Kores, and not Misa, like Chenek, then it wouldn't be a mamzer. And Eishes Ish, why did it say Eishes Ish? It says, should have said, Ploni mamzer, Michaive Mises Bezdin. Why Dafka Eishes Ish? And it can't say because, well, that was the case. Because if that was the case, and it's Oraya, that if it hadn't been a different case, it would have been a mamzer. Tos explains that Eishes Ish was only to tell me, even from an Eishes Ish, who's a lower Mises Bezdin, Chenet, and an Eishes Ish, what's it called, could have been Mutter if she had a get or whatever. Still, even that lowest Mises Beis Din is a mamzer. But I need at least that. Ishto Shemesa, your wife died, Mutter Bachosa. So as long as she's alive, you're not allowed to marry your sister. She died, you're allowed to marry your sister. Girsha, you're Megarish, your wife, and then she died, Umesa, Mutter Bachosa. Right? Even though when your wife died, she wasn't your wife. So I might think that it has to be dafka that she's your wife when she dies. And then you can marry your sister. But if she wasn't your wife, to be what's it called when you divorced her, and still the sister was usher, so her death now is not going to make any difference. When she died now, it doesn't affect you. You're divorcing. No. As long as the woman is alive, her sister's usher. Once she dies, her sister's mutter no matter what. Niseis la'achir umesa. Mutter Bachosa, even if she got married to somebody else. So her death basically affected this other guy now, right? Still, now she's not in the world, her sister's mutter. All three cases. Yevimto Shemesa, Mutter Bachosa. Right? You're Miyabim, a woman, not allowed to marry her her sister, okay? If the Yavama died, then you're allowed to marry the sister. Not to marry the sister. Okay. Choletzla, Umesa. Because once you're miyabim one of the wives, all the other ones become what's it called? Become mutter. Cholatzla umesa mutter bachosa. You were cholates a woman; she's asur to you, and her sister's asur to you. But if she died, her sister's mutter. Nisei slaachr umesa mutter bachosa. If she got married to somebody else and she died, also you're allowed to marry the sister. Rashi, meisha sish mechaydim mises. Okay, Gemara. My time is Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva hold? Where does he know that all Chayvei Lavin produce a mamzer? Dichsiv, lo yikach ish es eishes aviv, velo yigal leknaf aviv. Okay, Torah says, you're not allowed to marry your father's wife, or yigal leknaf aviv. So what is yigal leknaf aviv? Knaf shiro aviv lo yigal. Okay, that a woman who your father uncovered her nakedness, meaning he had relations with her, even he never married her. He never was married to her. And surely not your mother. But somebody your father lived with, without marriage. So, and it says right after that, it says, Mamzer, Mamzer, Lo Yovo Mamzer, B'Kal Hashem. So the smichus, now even though between that pasuk and Lo Yovo Mamzer, there is Lo Yovo Psuadaka, Khrushchev B'Kal Hashem, okay, but that isn't mafsik because a Khrushchev and a what's it called a psuadaka can't have children, so the mamzer can't be going on the result of a psuadaka or Khrushchev because there's no children, so that's out of the parsha. So what case is right before lo yavo mamzer? the case of lo yigala knaf aviv. So it comes to tell me that a mamzer is affected even from a lo yigala knaf aviv, which is only a lav. There's no kares from living with a woman that your father lived with and didn't marry, but if he married her, there's an issur of eishes aviv, of kares. If he didn't marry her, but it's your mother, there's an issur of imo. So those are two chayvei krisis. But what's it called? Or chayvei nisis. But the lav is only where not your mother and your father didn't marry her, but he lived with her. The shavar lak Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer banusa sovi v'kosu medaber. The havila chayvei lavin. The samech lei lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem al memihani havi mamzer. So that's how, according to the Tanakam over here, Rabbi Akiva learns that any she'er boser, anyone who's usher to you because it's some kind of relative, just like over here, it's your father's, the woman your father lived with, that makes her usher to you, the lav, and right after that it says, well, you have a mamzer, to tell me that that creates a mamzer. Rashi, ukshiv lo yavo mamzer v'somech lei lo yigala. This is right next to lo yigala. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan v'Perek Nosin al Anusa. Right later on, this is the machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. What lo yigala knaf aviv means. The Gemara is going to bring down the other sheet to here also, but that's the mekor of the machlokas. Okay, now the Gemara says, ula Reb Simai demar b'she'ar chay v'lavin. The lav de she'er. Right, ula Reb Yesheva demar b'afilu chay v'esed. Right, l'chora, there's two different opinions, like I told you in the Mishnah. Two different opinions in what Rabbi Akiva holds. The opinion of the Mishnah is only one opinion, that you need two conditions, chayvei lavim and she'er boser. But what are you going to do with Rav Simai? Rav Simai holds that all chayvei lavim, even if they're not lav de she'er, creates mamzeris. Rashi. Ula Rabbi Simai b'ksubos, the kedusha. Min hakol ha'yoser b'akiva mamzerin chutz mi'almon l'koin gadol. Right? She'oser chalolin v'lo mamzerin. Rabbi Akiva held every chayvei lavin, even if it has nothing to do with a relationship, makes a mamzer. And I'll give this example. Except, the exception is almon l'koin gadol, because there the Torah said the feirish v'lo yichalel, only it makes a machol, doesn't make a mamzer. Since it only excludes Almon Lekoin Gadol, and Almon Lekoin Gadol is not She'er Basar, it's not a relation that she's also because she's an Almona, not because she's somebody's relative. And that is the only exclusion, that's Mashma, that any other case similar, a Grusha, Chalutza to a Kohen, a Grusha, Grusha to a Kohen Hedyet, is a Mamza. Kigon or Kigon Marzik Grushoso Mishanises. No, Grusha will be the same thing. It says Chalol or not. Okay. But Marzik Grushoso, after she got married. Divorced your wife, she married somebody else. He died, he divorced her, you can't marry her back. Because it's a lav. Lo Yuchol Ba Lo Harishon, Lachzor, Lachzor, whatever it is, right? So, Kigon Nesin Al Yisrael, a Nesin, who is the Givonim. A lav, right? Lo sischatin bam, can marry one of the Shiva Swami. It's only a lav. And it has nothing to do with relatives. Not also because of my relative, but also because they're one of the seven nations. The kaima below sischatin bam. Umishiva umosu. Could go Ammoni, Shinosa Bas Yisrael, right? Or Ammoni, lo yavo Ammoni bekal Hashem. And Ammoni married a regular Jewess, and they had a child, Zamamza. It's only a lav, has nothing to do with being somebody's relative, still. What's it called? Chayiv creates a mamzer. And Rabbi Yeshevav, he goes even one step further. Rabbi Yeshevav says, Afilu chayve esse, right? What's chayve esse? Mitzri, or Edomi, Kodim Gimel Doros, right? Dor shlishi yovol lohem b'kal Hashem. Mashma, but dor sheni not. So if you marry a dor sheni, Mitzri, or Edomi, it's only an esse. So according to Rav Simoi, it's not a lot. You wouldn't be a mamzer. But according to Rabbi Yeshevav, that Rabbi Akiva may be a mamzer of everything, even a chayvei esse. So he'd be mamzer from that too. Dechsiv dor shlishi yovo lohem velo sheni. V'lav habo mechlal ase ase. V'hod Rabbi Yeshevav nomi b'ksubos. Bo v'nitzaveyach al Akiva ben Yosef. Shaya Omer calls Shain Lo Bia Bisrael Avad Mams. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva, but he holds that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. He said, let's, what's it called, protest the other Akiva. He makes everybody he can't live with a Mamzer. Making a lot of Mamzer in the Klal Yisrael. He said, but Lamai said, that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. So how did they learn it? They can't learn it from the same place that we just said now, like Rabbi Yehuda, right? That Lo Yagala Knaf Ovi V'Somach to Lo Yovo Mamzer, because what's it called, that's a lav, and it's a lav of She'er. So how did they learn it? Nafkalahu mivilo. They learn it from a ribui. Vilo yigala knaf aviv. Not only knaf aviv, which is a lav, but vilo all bios asuros. One says only bios asuros are similar to this, a lav. The other one says all bios asuros is included in that vav. Okay. V'shimon ha-teimoni, sovrlok rabbanan. Shimon ha-teimoni who says, no. Lav doesn't create a mamzer, only chiyuvei kores. So he holds like the Rabbanan in the machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanan, what lo yigala knaf aviv means. According to Yehuda, lo yigala knaf aviv is a lav, and it applies to the woman your father lived with and didn't marry. So then, that's samuch to lo yavo mamzer. But the Rabbanan holds amrei b'shomeres yavim shel aviv akos medaber. Lo yigala knaf aviv does not mean a woman that your father lived with without marriage. That is not also to you, b'chlal. You're allowed to live with a woman that your father lived with, as long as you didn't marry. It's not even allowed. What's the pasuk lo yigalek knaf aviv talking about? Shomeres yavam. Your father's shomeres yavam. He never lived with her, but she fell to him to yibum. So what is she? She's your father's brother's wife. Eishes achi aviv, which is achi of koris. Right, so Torah said Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv is Eishes. And Shaila is why do you need another pasuk? It says in the Torah Eishes Achi Aviv. The Gemara answers that. The Havi Lechay V'Krifus V'Samech Le Lo Yavo Mamzer Am Mechay V'Krifus Havi Mamzer. Right, so you see that from Chay V'Krifus is a Mamzer. Rashi Sover Lo Krabon and the Pligi Adar of Yehuda Benosin Es Al Hanusa the Amri Hay Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv b'shomeres yovim shel aviv akos medaber the havile eishes achi aviv ubekoris. I v'hai the harder cost of the Mishnah Torah. Why did Torah write again? It said already in Vayikra that you're not allowed to marry eishes achi aviv ubekoris. So why did I have to say it over here? Lo yigala knaf aviv. Write again. Yishum lismach le lo yavo mamzer. Uvashmin of yesh mamzer mechayv krisus. The reason is to tell me to use this as the example for what is a mamzer. That's Chai V'Krisus. So it used this case as the example. It's not to tell me the Yisra, I know by Yikra. To tell me this is the kind of Yisra that creates a Mamzer. The Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Yoshua who holds that, what's it called, that you need Chai V'Misus Beisdin, Lo Licht Over Achmona Lo Yigale, Lo Yikach. Right? So the Rashi's gear says the following. Let's see Rashi's gear says. Lo yikach ish es eishes aviv, lo meli lemichtav. Rashi learns not that it should have said both of them like this; it should have said one of them. It should have just said right the case of it should have said the Torah lo yikach ish es eishes aviv. Right? Why did it have to Why did it have to write that case ish es eishes aviv? Elish, what's it called? It could have just said lo yigalek naf aviv to tell me that krisus creates a mamzer. Why did it have to mention the lav? The Isser of Misa of Eishes Aviv. Eishes Aviv, I already know from another pasuk, Yechayev Misa's based it, to marry Eishes Aviv, right? So why do I have to write it? El Shmami Noah Midikasve, Hokomashmalon, Velo Yovo Mamzer Allah Koi, Diminoah Hu Dehavi Mamzer, Mishum Dehavi Misasu, right? And therefore, it comes to tell me that you need that condition. It says after that lo yigala knaf aviv, which is only kares. We'll see in 1 second. Umi lo yigala knaf aviv lo koi, and it's not going back on lo yigala knaf aviv. It's going back on the first one. It's going back on chayve mises. The ikash knaf aviv lo my kasve. So why the Torah write knaf aviv? Right. If the reason is to tell me that a mamzer comes from chayve krisus, I need to know knaf aviv according to the rabbanon. Even though it wrote it in Vayikra already, Eishes Achi Aviv. But if that's irrelevant, And you're not chayiv, you don't have a mamzer from chayiv krisis, only from chayiv mishus beizim, which is the pasuk before. Lo yikach ishes eishes aviv. And it wrote that to tell me that that's where a mamzer comes. Then what do you need lo yigala knaf aviv also? It's just confusing. What do you need that there? There's no purpose for it. The isra I know already in Vayikra. And it's not coming to tell me that a mamzer only comes from that. And I could say a kavachomer from mishus beizim it comes. No, it's mishus beizim and not chayiv krisis. So bichlal, it's not relevant. So ibi shomeres yovim lavro lo bishnami. The answer is enchanami. It doesn't have to write it. But if it's talking about a shomeres yovim like the rabbanon, it's to be chayiv two lavim for shomeres yovim. Erva sachi avichal osegale velo yigale knaf aviv. The ibanusa aviv vashmin and basura. And if it's talking like Rabbi Yehuda, banusa aviv, to tell me that it's also, I wouldn't know it from any other pasuk. But the Lo Yovo Mamzer is going back on the beginning of the parasha, not on what's right next to it. Elolav Hochikomer. Lo Yikach. Ad Lo Yigala Havi Mamzer. Tfelo Havi Mamzer. Right? But what the pasuk means is, from Lo Yikach, Ishas, Ishas Oviv, till Lo Yigala, but not including, is a Mamzer. More than that, not. And it's going back again on the beginning of the parasha, not on what comes after it. And why does it come after it? Only to tell me either that it's Aser, if it's Anusas Aviv, or to make it too Lavin. That's all. There's really no good reason why it's here. Just a lot of times Torah says something twice, just to be over B'Shmei Lav. Rashi. Me lo yikach ad lo yigale, tahainu eishes av aksuva bein lo yikach lo yigale, the isra of eishes aviv, right, your father's wife. From was said from the word lo yikach, and then between the word lo yigala is eishes aviv. That's what creates a mamzer. But anything more than that is not. Okay. What? Every shomeris yibum is a lava for other people. But for the, what's it called? Yeah, in Hanami. But over here, it's whatever, yeah. Okay. No, but it's more. It's a lav sheyeshbo koris, yeah? Because it's your father's brother's wife. Right? So it's on that, there's an extra lav. Okay. So Mislam will finish tomorrow, since there's, no, maybe not. Maybe not. Okay. Probably finish Friday. We finish the week and finish the parak and.